Hello, thank you for tuning in to the first episode of Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. God gave me this show to just pray for those in need, to pray for you. It doesn't matter who you are or what you're going through, but I know that prayer changes things, and He always helps us. So that's the reason why I created this show. And I'm just going to start because I just believe, like I said, that God just wants me to pray for those in need. As the deer panteth o'er the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You, O Lord, are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. Lord, I just want to thank you for another day. I want to thank you, Lord, that you are continually with us, no matter what. You've been gracious to us. You've showed us mercy. You've showed us grace. Lord, we know that there is no one like you, O God. I just want to thank you, Lord, for even this opportunity to pray for your people, Lord. And I lift up those who are listening, O God, before you. I lift up those who are sick, who are brokenhearted, who are just feeling down today, Lord. And I just pray, oh God, that you lift them up, Lord. Lift the burden that is on their hearts, oh God, Lord, and give them a special joy, a special peace, oh God, that they could go on, Lord. Let them know that they can count on you, that they can look to you with every need that they have, no matter what it is, oh God. Lord, maybe it's just their finances that they feel that they're having a hard time paying their bills, Lord. I just pray, oh God, that you increase their finances, oh God. Whatever jobs that they may be looking for, oh God, that you will open the door and give them favor for jobs that those who are listening might need. Lord, I pray for those, oh God, who are sick, oh God, and in their bodies. Maybe they have disease in their body, oh God. Maybe they have been going to and from the doctor, oh God, and Lord, that they don't know what else to do, oh God, but Lord, they have been crying out for you day in and day out, Lord. And we know, Lord, that we can come to you for our needs, oh God. So I pray even for the sick, oh God, for those who have pain, oh God, and I pray for their healing right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just pray, oh God, that you just go in and touch their bodies to the deepest part, oh God, where there may be having pain, Lord Jesus. Lord, I just pray, oh God, that you just go in, oh God, heal the pain, heal the infirmity, oh God. Lord, heal those nerve receptors that continue to throb day in and day out, the pain that they may have in their backs and their legs and their knees, oh God. Lord, you know what the pain is, God. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for your healing power, because we know that there is none like you, oh God. Lord, I just pray right now, oh God, for those who might be battling cancer, oh God, and I just come against that cancer right now in the name of Jesus. And I just pray, oh God, for healing of those cancer cells right now, that they would begin to diminish, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and that there will be fresh cells that will be able to take over, oh God, that there will be no more cancer in the body right now in the name of Jesus, that they will be made whole by your delivering power, oh God. Lord, we know that you are the healer that come from God, Lord, and we know that you supply all our needs according to your riches and glory, and all we have to do is come to you, oh God, and believe, and know that you are a powerful and mighty God, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your healing power. Lord, I even just pray even for those who have broken homes, oh God. Lord, I just pray, oh God, Lord Jesus, maybe there's friction between the husband and the wife, Lord. I just pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you, oh God, begin to heal, bring healing into their home, oh God. Bring deliverance into the home, oh God. Bring a special love even between the husband and the wife. Lord, maybe they've been battling against each other, but begin to bring understanding in that home, oh God, even with the children, Lord. I pray that you bless the children, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you are a powerful and mighty God. And Lord, we know that marriage is honorable in your sight. And Lord, we just pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you would even go into the homes and bring peace into the home right now in Jesus' name, God. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for your power and your grace. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for there is none like you, oh God. Lord, just go in and touch right now. Touch your people, oh God. Lord, there's someone who's been asking you, oh God, and praying, oh God, for you to help them, oh God, in their time of need, Lord. And you know, even know what their special need is, oh God. And they have been crying out to you, oh, each and every day, oh God. And we just pray, oh God, that you just begin to move in that person's life. Maybe they are battling even against drugs and alcohol, oh God. And Lord, we just pray, oh God, for that person right now in the name of Jesus, that you would take that taste of drugs and alcohol from their lips, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, that they would be delivered, oh God, from alcoholism and from drugs right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Someone has been praying for their child, oh God, who's been on the street because of those drugs, oh God. And I just pray right now in the name of Jesus that you just go in, oh God, and take the taste of those drugs from their lips, oh God. Lord, we know that you are a powerful and mighty God. You can do all things, oh God, and all we have to do is come and ask you, oh God. For your scripture says, for with God nothing shall be impossible, O God, which is written in Luke 1, 3 and 7, O God. And you even said that even if we have faith as a grain of mustard seed, that we shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you, O God. And Lord, we just thank you, O God. We thank you, O God, for moving our mountains, for moving our diseases, for moving our sicknesses, for moving, you know, all those hurts and pains that we have been having, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for moving that conflict, oh God, in the family, oh God. And we just speak peace, oh God, to everyone, to everything, oh God. We just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for there is none like you, oh God. We thank you for changing lives. We thank you for changing marriages. We thank you for healing bodies. We thank you for taking away pain. We thank you for healing cancer, oh God. We thank you for healing those who have been stuck on drugs, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for you are just a forgiving God. We thank you, Lord, for you are such a gracious God. Lord, even in our mess, oh God, you still loved us, oh God. Even when we didn't deserve, God, you still loved us, oh God. You still love us, oh God. And we just thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for all things, oh God. We thank you for your power and your might, oh God. Oh, precious Lamb of God, God of Israel, Lord Jesus. We just glorify your name, oh God. We lift you up, oh God. Lord, if there's someone, oh God, who is even having trouble trusting you, oh God, Lord, prick their hearts, oh God. Going into their hearts and their souls, oh God. Let them know that you are a mighty God. You are a powerful God. There is none like you, Jesus. And that they can come to you with all that they have. Fall on their knees before you and trust you in everything that they have. And that no matter what they may be going through, that there is nothing that you can't fix, oh God. There is nothing that you can't heal, oh God. There is nothing that you can't do, oh God. Let them know, oh God. Show your power to your people. Show your might, God. Show them your love, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I just thank you, oh God, for all things. I thank you for your goodness and your grace, oh God. I thank you for this opportunity even to pray for your people, oh God. I thank you for those who are listening, oh God. Put a special blessing upon them right now. All those who are and listening in earshot of this radio show, oh God, that you would just bless them and keep them. Bless their homes, oh God. Bless their families, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, protect them each and every day, oh God, as they have to go in and go out, as they go to work, oh God. Protect their children, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. You are a powerful and mighty God, omnipotent Father God. I just glorify your name, for thou art holy, merciful, glorious. Hallelujah. 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 We worship you right now, Lord, for there is none like you, Jesus. Thank 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 you, Jesus. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship thee. Oh, my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to God bless you. Thank you for listening. And may God forever be with you and keep you in his loving arms. Know that he is always with you, that he loves you. And keep praying, for only through prayer can we hear from God. Only through prayer can we even get closer to God. He wants to love you. He wants you to love him. He wants you to know who he is. He wants you to be closer to him. So remember, if you're going through something today, trust God. Give it all to him, no matter what it is, whether it's your family, your job, your children. Trust God. He is our all and all. He will never fail you. He never gives up on you, but he will ever love you. God bless you. Amen.